Stories like this are made possible by listeners like you. Become a member now at KUNM.org.
This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Mountain View, a neighborhood in the Rio Grande Valley south of Albuquerque, is one of the most environmentally burdened communities in New Mexico. There are dozens of industrial facilities and hardly any places for kids to play outside. With heavy traffic and no sidewalks, just walking home can be dangerous. But as Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports, some of that is changing with the help of a new wildlife refuge.
Hey, brother. Buenas.
Si, Lauro.
Órale.
Lauro Silva is a longtime resident of Mountain View. We're driving in his diesel pickup truck down 2nd Street along the route of a proposed new pedestrian walkway and bike path. When it's finished, the path will lead from the northern part of this neighborhood to the Valle de Oro Wildlife Refuge, just a few miles to the south. People here are stoked on the idea, and it doesn't take long to see why.
We just passed the entrance, and that is where there was a cross there. A 9-year-old boy was killed there when one of those big tractor trailers came out and hit him. Right up ahead, there was a woman that this last year was killed by the train that hit her right here.
Nationally, traffic crashes have been going down, but not in Albuquerque. Silva, who's president of the Mountain View Neighborhood Association, says he's been hearing for years that people feel like they're taking their lives in their hands when they walk here. Over the years, memorial crosses and white-painted ghost bikes on the roadside have marked places where pedestrians and cyclists have been killed by traffic.
Now, this cross that you see right here, there used to be a ghost bike there. Where a bicyclist was killed.
It's the only major thoroughfare through this largely lower-income neighborhood, peppered with junkyards and heavy industrial facilities. There's lots of traffic. The speed limit's 45 miles per hour, but there's no sidewalk, just a dirt shoulder.
There are many people that walk from Rio Bravo. They get off the bus, and they walk all the way down here. Sometimes it's women pushing baby carriages, people walking on this gravel. Very bad.
And that is one reason why the U.S. Department of Transportation's plan to build a new bike and pedestrian path along 2nd Street is getting a lot of support. The plan is part of an effort by the DOT to improve access to federal land. In this case, the federal government's pitching in $10.5 million to build the path from the Valle de Oro Refuge along 2nd Street to Mountain View Elementary School. From there, Bernalillo County will pay for another mile of walkway to the north.
We're very excited about this trail because it'll actually provide not just health but safety for the residents on 2nd Street.
Veronica Sid is heading up Bernalillo County's side of the plan. At a recent presentation of the project at Mountain View Community Center, she said this kind of an effort would have been way too expensive for the county to handle on its own.
I mean, if not because of the Valle de Oro Federal Land Access Program, 2nd Street project might not be even the talking point at this point.
That point irks some people in the community. Groups like Mountain View Neighborhood Association, Los Jardines Institute, and others have been advocating for this kind of infrastructure for years, saying the fact that people are risking their lives just walking home should be enough reason for a sidewalk. And people say there should be more improvements than just the 2nd Street corridor. There's a general shortage of safe places to walk in Mountain View. Just ask Sarah Carrillo, principal at Mountain View Elementary School.
The kids don't have a place to play. They go home and they don't play outside. And then they come to school and they're not healthy or they're overweight and they get tired quickly.
Carrillo says little improvements like the sidewalk on 2nd Street could make big differences for her students and for the community at large.
We could have the kids walk to the nature center. If we had a bike trail and a riding trail, we could promote, for example, they have that bike to work day. I've never wanted to promote it because I've been scared to death about what if somebody got hurt?
Carrillo says building a healthier community here will take more than a new bike and walking path. But for a long marginalized neighborhood, this is a hopeful start. The Department of Transportation is taking public comments on the pedestrian and bike path now. Construction should be finished within 2 years. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.